And so I noticed this large object, obviously a casket, leaning upright in the shed. And I said, "What is that the casket?" "Yes." Why is it there?" "Well, we moved it here after George and we closed it." And I said, "Do you think you'd get that casket up? Would y'all have any religious scruples about bringing that casket and we'll introduce the casket into evidence?" Well, I researched it and I found there's nothing. I mean, people have introduced automobiles into evidence before. I mean, if it'll fit in the courtroom, you can introduce it. There's no prohibition against something that large being introduced. So I just had, when it was our turn, we relied, it was a little bit of showmanship, I suppose, but we relied pretty heavily on showing that this woman actually existed. And I even argued, "Judge, that this, she was the closest eyewitness to the whole event, because she was in her casket, but she was only 20 or 30 feet away from all the shooting." So I told them to, they had it out in a van in the morning, and they brought it up the steps, because they couldn't get it through the open underneath the courthouse. So they brought it up the steps, those big wide doors, and they put it there. And it was a lot of trouble. We didn't get a chance to introduce it that day for whatever reason. And I had a call waiting for me when I got back to the office, and it was a county judge. He said, "You better get that casket out of the courthouse." And I said, "Not mine." He said, "Yeah, but you're the lawyer. You just better get it out of there." So I believe I had him take it back to the van that night or that evening.